7. Get discovered. You need to understand something. When you're starting with nothing, you will find that your absolute breakthrough opportunities will be developed in two ways. Number one, by the smart use of hashtags, a strategy that requires an unbelievably long grind. Number two, by direct messaging, i.e. reaching out directly to people, offering something of value in return for their attention, a strategy that requires an unbelievably long grind. It's the second one that I believe holds the most promise, which is why, whenever possible, I've included instructions on how to collaborate and business develop within each platform we discuss in this book. Collaborations are the absolutely most tried and true way to grow a fan base quickly. Quickly being a relative term. In most cases, you should count on this process taking years, not months. If that bothers you, stop listening to this book. Many are uncomfortable with the idea of direct messaging total strangers. But let me help you think about these total strangers another way. Let's say a friend invites you to join a group for dinner at a restaurant, and she brings along a couple you do not know. You wind up sitting next to each other and have a great time. You're an interior designer, and you find out that this couple is in the beginning stages of deciding to redo their home. Do you hide the fact that you're an interior designer? Of course not. It's natural to tell them what you are doing for a living, and that's going to become part of your conversation because you've just discovered a mutual interest. Now, at the end of the evening, would it be weird to hand them a card and say, check out my website? Maybe we can do some work together? Or let me know if you need any other recommendations. Of course not. You have a mutual interest. They need a service. You can provide that service. It follows that you should give them the opportunity to decide if you would be a good fit. Online, social media platforms are the mutual friends connecting you to millions of people that share your interest in interior design. Your job is to do the research and find out which would find the most value in your offer and then make your case. I'll share with you the specific details on how to do this in upcoming chapters. But the general process is essentially the same on each platform. Reach out, make an offer they can't refuse, and get to work producing something that doesn't make them regret giving you a chance. Now, there's something you should know. Right this minute, I have around 500 DMs from people who want something from me. You know what I have to say to them? Mazel tov, and go away. And that's if I'm in a good mood, or I'm trying to be nice. Why would I encourage you to try to get other influencers' attention when I ignore or reject the majority of people who try this tactic with me? Because if they were doing it right, I wouldn't reject them. If I felt they weren't just trying to use me, if I thought they were just genuinely trying to be helpful, if they could recognize a hole in my business and had the knowledge and skills to fill it, I might consider talking to them. When you can't offer exposure or money, what do you have? Knowledge and skill. Do you own a pizza shop? Could you offer free pizza from your shop for 6 months? Are you a graphic designer? Could you offer to make 600 custom filters? Do you own a liquor store? As soon as your targets post shots of themselves enjoying wine, you could direct message them with an offer for a free case of wine for the month or for the rest of the year. P.S. New Jersey laws don't allow this, but other states do. Otherwise, I'd be doing this with my family business. People will tell you not to sell yourself cheap, but you can stand on that principle only when you have people willing to buy what you're selling. For a perfect example of how to do this right, read D-Rock's story in Chapter 3 of my book, Ask Gary Vee, or you can hear his version of the story in my Medium piece, How I Got My Job for Gary Vaynerchuk. If established influencers see an upside to collaborating with you, allowing you to post content on their page, working together to create content, they'll get back in touch. If not, they'll say no thanks, usually by not answering. But if you reach out for 6 or 7 hours a day, you will eventually find someone willing to try something new with you. Once you do, you'll have raised awareness with thousands of people who previously did not know you were alive. Provide something of value to your collab partner, and you'll quickly raise your profile as an influencer, in all likelihood, make a new friend. I won't lie, bizdevving this way is hard, tedious, and time-consuming. I like tedious. It means most people won't do it. If you do, you will win. If you got the money to run ads on all these platforms and pay influencers to feature your products, more power to you. But if you're just starting out and have no money, this is the number one thing you can do to build your brand.